I played really solid. I felt like I managed my game really well. I didn't have total control of my ball. I mean, I didn't drive it as well as I would have liked or wedge it as close as I would have liked, but I putted the ball the best I have in a very, very, very long time. I mean, even every putt I missed, I hit it exactly where I wanted to, and it looked like it had a chance to go in. It just it was nice for it to feel comfortable and hit the speed that I wanted on my putts and see some of those fall.
Another question?
Oh. What's it like when you go to a new playoff venue that you haven't seen in the playoffs before? Is there any kind of an adjustment period even for a guy like yourself?
No, I mean, I'd seen the golf course before from the Palmer Cup. I don't remember a lot about it, but at least I'd seen it. I would say that can't hurt, you know, versus other guys. But I mean, it's just golf, you know. You see the fairways, you know where you got to hit it, and you got to execute the shot to hit it in the fairway. And then if you do that, you're able to either attack, and if not, then you have to play a little bit of defense and try to make a par. So although I understand what you're saying in terms of, you know, not seeing the place and maybe knowing some of the subtle nuances, but at the end of the day, you got to hit the fairway, hit the green, and make some putts.
So speaking of the golf course here, what, like, aspects do you feel like have here that make it perfect for a playoff?
I think it has the chance to be difficult. You know, if it gets firm and fast this weekend, it could play a very championship-like golf course. But if the fairways continue to get firm and you drive the ball well, you can have some short clubs and make some birdies. So I think, you know, you're going to be just a lot of volatility in the scores every day. You're going to see some 4, 5, 6 unders, and you're probably going to see some 3, 4, 5 overs.
I've heard this described as a sibling to Caves Valley. Is that accurate? And if so, is it the big brother or the little brother, do you think?
I don't know. I guess it depends on – I'd say it's the bigger but smaller sized brother. I mean, Caves Valley is a larger – I mean, I look at a – I think this is a better golf course. But Caves Valley is larger. The fairways are massive. The greens are huge. That's just my opinion of it. And, I mean, what, 27 under par one? So it's a bit of a birdie fest for my liking, but it definitely has some characteristics of it. I think it's just the elevation on the tee shots. You know, you hit down a good bit on some tee shots, like you did at Caves Valley, and same kind of up. And it is a big golf course, don't get me wrong, but I think Caves holds its own in terms of.
And do you like 12 as a par five? Is it at all practical to get there in two ever?
To be honest, no, I don't think it's a very good hole from that tee. I think it's very similar to Akron. I think it would be a 16 at Akron. I think it would be such a better hole from up close. I mean, for guys from that tee, I can't imagine you maybe have a Rory or, you know, Rom, Cameron Young, like that maybe try to go for the green on their second shot, but it's 285 off a downside slope to a small green with out of bounds left, and right's really not that great. And to me, it's just basically playing like a little par three today. Whereas if they move the tee up, even if you're hitting a 5 or 4 iron, like, it's a hard shot off of a down slope, a side slope. It's hard to hit the fairway. Seems to me like you would have a lot more
options,
a lot more threes, and maybe some more 6s and 7s. Like, I feel like today you're just going to have a lot of 5s, a couple 4s, maybe a couple 6s. But I don't think it's great from that tee.
What'd you make?
I made 5.
You mentioned the word birdie fest. There's still people in Chicago that talk about how great you played at Medina in this tournament a couple years ago. Have you heard about the massive renovation that's coming that people say you inspired with your great play that week?
Well, it doesn't matter how hard a golf course is. If it's going to be ball in hand and it's soft, we're going to tear it up. All of us went into that week after playing practice round saying that we thought 5, 7, 8 under was going to win the tournament, but it was just so soft. The course had no defense. If you miss the fairway, it's an easy up and a lot easier up and down. The fairways are so much easier to hold in the hard dog leg. So I would hope that the renovations weren't made because of that. And obviously I think a lot of the golf course, but you know, hopefully we'll go to it down the road and check it out again.
I'm sure you'll look forward to playing the President's Cup there in a few years down the road.
Yeah, no, absolutely. A lot of good memories for sure.
Justin, how the new putter feel today, and why the change from the one you used at the PGA?
It felt great. It was the best I putted in an extremely long time. I mean, every single putt I hit was exactly where I wanted the speed I wanted. It was nice. It hadn't felt that in a while. I switched because it was exact same feel. I mean, Scotty did an unbelievable job of, it's very difficult to make putters the exact same in terms of feel. You know, they may be the same, but none of them are ever the same in terms of clubs in general, but it feels identical. So getting adjusted and acclimated to the speed wasn't difficult, but just being a little bit shorter was so much easier for me to get in a good setup. That's something that we looked at earlier this year, and we were going to mess with this off season, but you know, I haven't been putting great for how I feel like I should be. And it was just one of those things. I'm like, you know, if this is going to be an easy adjustment that's going to help me improve, then why wouldn't I do it?
Is that shorter playing length or shorter hosel? Because I know that's a long
No, it's a shorter playing length. It's a half inch shorter.